Now listen to him. In this, I'm reading now, verse 6. In this ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold trials. Now we are coming to the key of this epistle. I believe verse 6 here that I've just read of chapter 1 is the key to the epistle of Peter. And what you have here is just simply this: suffering and the security of believers. And it produces joy. Now, because of the work of the triune God, that God our Father, according to His mercy, oh, He's been so merciful. He has begotten us. He's given us a new nature and a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Begotten by the Spirit of God. Now, He has out yonder in the future, and that's the thing that Peter's going to emphasize, is you and I have got a marvelous inheritance that's coming up someday. And I tell you, we ought to spend a little more time on that and quit all of this inward looking today of trying to improve this old nature that you and I have got. We're not going to do much with it, by the way, at all. You just well take that gallon of Shalimar perfume out to the barnyard and pour it on that pile of manure as to try to improve that old nature that you and I have got. But we're down here where God has a way of improving it, and that's through manifold trials. And we've had that before. It looks like that we got a stuck record. In Hebrews, God tests us by trials and troubles. Lord Jesus said in the world we were going to have trouble. And James said that. And now Peter comes along and says that. And Paul said that. And may I say to you, and here is something that I find that they just don't give today in any seminary or in any of these different courses today. Do you know that the way God is going to improve you and me is by suffering? That's not popular. And so today, we have to have a lot of gimmickry, a lot of things to encourage us that we're somebody and we're going to be somebody. My friend, we're nothing until the Spirit of God begins to move in our hearts and lives. We have nothing to offer to God. He has everything to offer to us, and He's going to improve us. Now, Peter's going to give as one of the reasons that we're to endure the trials down here is because of the fact that they're not going to be long, compared to eternity at least, and that there is an eternity ahead of us. And we need to dwell on that more today. There's such an emphasis on this life because today psychology has slipped into the church. And materialism has, so that we feel that we just must be a full-orbed individual. We must be with it. And if we're not, then something's radically wrong. And if we're having trouble, then that means something's wrong. Well, it doesn't. And one of the things that should encourage us is, as he said in verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible. And we saw what that was. It's non-destructible. Nothing can hurt it. No fire can. And then it's undefiled. That is, it's not stained or defiled by anything. We don't get this inheritance illegally. And it fadeth not away. It's not withered. That is, we don't inherit some stock that was way up above 100 and now it's valueless. Ours is an inheritance that'll never wither or fade away. And it's reserved in heaven. Now, that word reserved means it's guarded. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're taking care of it for us. And you couldn't have it in a better safety deposit box than that. Now, because of that, then down here, he goes on to say that we are going to have trials. Now, these trials that we have down here are actually temporary, and that is the thing that you will remember that Paul emphasize? For instance, in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, the things that are at our fingertips today we think are so valuable, they're not valuable, friends, if you measure them in the perspective of eternity. They're passing away. All of these things are destructible. They are corruptible. They are defiled. They do fade away. But the things we don't see are really the eternal things and the things that are important.